From NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. President Obama says his stop in Ghana is to underscore Africa is not separate from world affairs. The president will speak a little later today to the Ghanaian parliament. China's government has increased the death toll from ethnic violence this week in the western part of the country. 184 people are dead following deadly demonstrations that began last Monday. NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports from Urumqi, China.
The government also released its first breakdown of the casualties, saying that 46 of those killed were ethnic Uyghurs, 137 were Han, China's ethnic majority, and one was Hui, another Muslim ethnic group. The report did not say if any of the dead were killed by security forces. While many ethnic Han stand behind the government's account, many Uyghurs say that far more of their ethnic group were killed than has so far been reported. The strongest international condemnation of China has come from Turkey, with whom the Uyghurs share linguistic and cultural ties. Turkish Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan on Friday likened China's suppression of Uyghur rioters to genocide. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Urumqi, China.
A federal appeals court has ruled whatever lawmakers talk about with ethics investigators from Congress, the information cannot be given to federal prosecutors. The decision stems from the case of corrupt lobbyist Jack Abramoff. NPR's Peter Overby explains.
In 2003, then-Congressman Tom Feeney went golfing in Scotland on Abramoff's tab. Then in 2006, another congressman who junketed with Abramoff pleaded to corruption charges. Feeney went to the House Ethics Committee, which closed the case when he paid $5,600 for his supposed share of the trip. His share actually could have reached $20,000, according to documents in the prosecution of another golfer. Prosecutors started looking at Feeney. A grand jury subpoenaed his statements to the Ethics Committee. But the appeals court says the statements are constitutionally protected. Generally, members of Congress can't be prosecuted for doing official business. Feeney lost his House seat last fall. The case was argued in January, decided in June, and finally unsealed this week. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.
Automaker General Motors spent a very short time in bankruptcy, 40 days. It's emerged much smaller, with fewer brands and plants, and thrown off its debt. GM's new leaders say they plan to focus on building good vehicles and earning the respect of consumers. Vice President Kevin Williams says that may take some time. The recession means people aren't buying as many cars.
We truly think the market starts to fully develop somewhere in the mid-time of 2010. But we're extremely optimistic that we're starting to see the market pick up.
Even if the market picks up, GM still needs help to survive. Yesterday, the federal government poured another $20 billion into the automaker. You're listening to NPR News from Washington. California lawmakers and Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger continue to work on their budget stalemate. They can't close a hole of about $26 billion, and California thus can't pay its bills. The state's controller is issuing IOUs. Now, some national banks say they won't accept these deposits. At least one large state union is deciding whether to authorize a strike, citing new furlough days. They say these furloughs translate into a 41% pay cut. Oil prices have tumbled over the past several weeks, with the cost of a barrel of crude falling to below $60. NPR's Jack Sahora reports.
The International Energy Agency came out with a report that says the U.S. recession is causing a drop in demand for oil. That, along with an increase in oil production by OPEC, caused oil investors to sell their commodities. The price for a barrel of oil had reached above $73 earlier this summer. Then it fell for the next 5 weeks after higher-than-expected jobless numbers were reported in June. But economist John Felmy of the American Petroleum Institute says the recent news isn't a total loss.
Well, certainly prices going down for most consumers is a very positive feeling.
Felmy says as the price of crude drops, so does the price of gasoline at the pump, now down to $2.56 a gallon for the national average. And analysts predict the price of gas will continue to drop for the rest of the year. Jack Sahora, NPR News, Washington.
The British military says this week 8 British soldiers died in Afghanistan within 24 hours. More British troops have now died in Afghanistan compared to those who have died in Iraq. The British Prime Minister has reiterated his emphasis on keeping troops in Afghanistan. This is NPR.